swearing, Paul.
The profanity bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
Oh, wow, a whole movie shot on an iPhone. Why, that's insane. It's actually insane, and for all the dodgy lighting, grainy found footage feels you'll see from the trailer alone, it's surprisingly easy to look past camera choices. Why? Because Steven Soderbergh, he did the Oceans franchise and more recently Logan Lucky, is a guy who knows how to bang together a psychological thriller.
No one believes me.
And for what he lacks in big budget visuals, he makes up entirely in crafty editing, a tight plot, and a hell of a lot of suspense.
Insane.
Claire Foy, the queen from The Crown, is the lead playing a woman called Thoya Valentini. She's not a gangster. And the whole movie's shtick more or less begs the question, is Sawyer actually insane? She's just moved towns after having to deal with a stalker who just can't take no for an answer.
Taking out a restraining order, normal, relocating to another city.
And after Sawyer talks with her therapist, telling them that she's having a bit of a tough time settling into her new life.
I never feel safe.
She gets admitted to a mental institution against her will after signing off on, let's just say, some seriously dodgy paperwork. Just like South Park once gravely warned, fine print apparently does matter.
No, you didn't read it!
And inside the institution, she comes face to face with none other than her own stalker.
He's followed me all the way here from Boston.
The only red flag about this movie I could find was that the stalker... bit of a caricature. I mean, why do all stalkers in movies these days have to look exactly like the murderer from The Lovely Bones now? He's basically a carbon copy of Mr. Harvey, but with a beard.
You looking for a ride?
When it comes to the editing of this film, despite what you'd expect, shooting through an iPhone interestingly makes the whole feel of this movie incredibly intimate. There's a ton of weird angles which distort and stretch the characters and environments, and this works really well because not only does it show you you can still do a bunch of really cool stuff without necessarily needing expensive gear, but it also adds to the overall tone of the movie. If anything, the graininess, the grit, the dodgy lighting, all of it perfectly matches Sawyer's uneasy an overwhelmed state of mind.
Maybe it's all in my head.
Unsane is gripping, successfully suspenseful. It'll keep you on the edge of your seat, but it'll also probably just be remembered in a couple of years as that iPhone movie that Steven Soderbergh knocked together for fun between productions after unretiring. Unsane, it gets 3.5 out of 5.
Triple J.